sister lives there.
Oh.
Fort Lauderdale.
His sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. Sorry.
Okay, the Rebbe's Maimer, Yeshevas Beganim, Tavshin Lamed Tes. In the booklets on page Lamed Ches, we are almost finished with this Maimer. Okay, we'll start in the middle of the page. V'cholzen Nasa. In the middle of the page. Okay, the last thing the Rebbe is explaining is because the Yidden down here in this world accomplished so much more than what's going on upstairs, so therefore the Malachim come, Hashem says, Ani upamalya shali, meaning Hashem is an entourage. Everybody comes because the ultimate bringing of the Ye'ul and bringing Elukus down is dafk in the time of Golus. And he said, that's why it says when Mashiach comes, v'amdu ragla v'alara zesim. The Rebbe said, the Gemara says, Aragol bezeisim, if you eat olives, so then you're going to forget your learning of 70 years. But if you eat olive oil, so then you're going to remember the learning of 70 years. So that's what harazeisim means. The aveda of the yidden is to take the zayis, which is bitter, by the way, and you press it and you make it into oil. So that's the ultimate revelation of Elokus in the world. And he said, "V'chol and nasei de avedas b'nei Yisrael b'mesher kol adoidus." This is all becomes through the aved of the yidden through all generations. Ad the saves man of Golus until the end of Golus, like it says in the pasuk Vayeikev Tishmun, that you're going to, as Chassidus explains in Ikfes of the Mashiach, in the last part right before the coming of Mashiach, you're going to listen. The koi al dore the Ikfes of the Mashiach. This refers, as it says in the Zohar, to the generation right before the coming of Mashiach, meaning not only the regal, not only vamdu raglov, the feet, but even the akev, the heel, which is the lowest part of the foot, what's called raglan biraglan, the foot of the foot, and not only to ikvis in the Mashiach, but the heel of the heel. In other words, the heel is the lowest part of the foot, but then you have the heel of the heel, ikvis de ikvis, which is even lower. Then the primary aveda is in this world, which is asiyah shebasiyah, which is primarily ma'isa tzedakah. The action of tzedakah was the general concept of mitzvahs. Lamedches. V'isha'am dolanu. And as Alter Rebbe says, this is what stood up for us. Lift is chayin nafshenu, to redeem our soul. Kelol ma'ashe b'seif z'man ha'golus. In addition to the fact that the end of Golus, Nasa Klolus Inyan Aveda, Mitech Menucha Amiti, like it's brought down, at the end of Golus, it's going to be the Aveda of Menucha, relative to earlier generations. And the truth is, this generation, we're much more peaceful in the ability to, we don't want to, but we have the ability to serve Hashem, it's much easier than it was in the earlier generations. Lulaitzar, without any pain. And without any need to fight, because now basically in most places they allow you to do Torah mitzvahs. Even those places that fought, Germany, Russia, those places that fought Yiddishkeit years ago are now all allowing it. Me'ein v'dugma, similar to what it says, Padu v'shalom nafshi mikrovli, kivir abim hi ayu imadi, but it refers to the three kavim. Then v'shalom, like the Mittler Rebbe writes in Pod of Visholim, Shakoy ala gulo amitas vashlema. That this pasuk, Pod of Visholim nafshi, when are we going to be able to do the three things in a way of menucha, of peace, of shalom, is dafka in the time of gulam, in the time of Mashiach. In Bechinas Yechida Shebenefesh, together with Yechida of the Nefesh, which is the revelation of Mashiach, which is basically means that the Yechida of every single Jew becomes revealed. That's the concept of Mashiach, which is Lachen Yeshleimus in Yedipedia B'Sholim, like it was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Like it says, Shlomo Yeshmei. His name is Shlomo, and it says, Shalom V'Shaket Eitan Al Yisob B'Yomav. And there was peace and quiet and tranquility in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. This is all part of the brackets, by the way. But then he said, "V'tam et lanu lad," and this virtue will stand with us forever. Like the Rebbe explains in Tanya, primarily through tzedakah, you refine the world. Why? Because that money, first of all, your whole body works for to make the money. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, your whole body becomes elevated when you give tzedakah because your whole body worked to get that money. You put on tefillin, you use your hand, you use your head. You wear tzitzis, you use your hand, whatever. But the whole body is not involved in the mitzvah. Tzedakah, you worked, your whole body is working to make that money. And the Alter Rebbe, even somebody who doesn't work, yeah, they have PhD, that they don't work or they don't have to work. And the what?
Papa's dough.
So then, nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says, "Hayochel liknis chayin nafshe." You could have bought food for yourself and or stuff, and you didn't. So therefore, tzedakah elevates all of the birurim, and that top of the page. Therefore, tzedakah is great. Shemekareves sagula, that brings the concept of geula, and then it'll be fulfilled. He said before, what's a midah with your feet? Not like sitting that your feet are above the ground, you need a footstool. But Amida, your feet are on the ground, va'amdu raglav al arazesim, meaning, like he explained before, she'agili lamata ba'aretz dafka, not only will it be in the higher worlds, but it will be mamish all the way down on the ground. And that's what it says, va'amdu raglav, sharaglayim emdim v'negeh ba'aretz, not in a way, like he said before, by sitting. Sharaglayim ugboi mi'ala tachteinim, that her feet are elevated, you need a footstool. I got be shifuf and a footstool. She's made al inina sila kipshute, which means leaving, meaning it's not down on the earth. It's leaving the earth. Ala adrab. Kalosh in the stalik according to Kutcher Brichu. Betchilas hamshech halula. What the Friedrich Rebbe writes at the beginning of Basi Lagani, he writes like this. Istalik normally means leaving. Istalik, according to the Kodesh Brichu, normally means, istalkus means siluk. Siluk means to leave. Yet the Zohar says, or whatever it says, questionable word it says, but kadiskafi sitrachro, istalik, according to the Kodesh Brichu, over here doesn't mean siluk. It means revealing. So why is this revelation of istalik, according to the Kodesh Brichu, means revelation? Why is it called siluk? Why is it called istalik? Chayr istalik is the opposite of gilui. So the Friedrich Rebbe elaborates more on it. What it means is that this revelation that's being revealed is such a great revelation, it's normally removed from the world, meaning it's a level of elokus that normally is not revealed in the world. Kadeskaf yisitrachar studavedas abirurim and golus and all that, what happens is istalik, it comes down on earth yeah, the level of alukus that's normally never revealed. And he says, like he explains at the beginning of the Maimir, Shul Gili Achi Otzim, to the Gili of the Etzim, to the Gili of Iker Shechina B'tachtayinim Haysa, like the Rebbe writes in the Rebbe's first Maimir, Basi Lagani, even though he says, Istalik, the Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimer that Istalik according to Kutcher Brichu B'chul Almin means save of Kol Almin, that's B'chul Almin, that equal in all worlds. But the Rebbe writes in the original Basi Lagani, the Rebbe's original Basi Lagani, he can't say it means that it's save of Kol Almin. Why? And the Rebbe says because if Iker Shechina was down here and then he took it away, and then to bring it back, so you don't bring back the same revelation you took away. You don't invest a dollar to make a dollar. Right? You don't knock down a building to put up the same building. If you're knocking down a building, the purpose is to build a bigger. If you're investing, which means losing $1,000, the purpose is not to make $1,000. Like the Gemara says, if you invest $1,000, you make $1,000, that's called a businessman. The Gemara says, that's called a businessman. Obviously, you have to invest more. So this is all part of the plan. There was Iker Shechina B'tachtayinim Haysa, which, and as the Rebbe explains in the first mime, Iker Shechina, all the way, Lifnei Atzimtzum, the highest level of Shechina was down here. So obviously when it left, the purpose is to bring back more than before. What are we bringing back more than before? The level of Atzmus, Dira B'tachtayinim. What does Mashiach accomplish? It's not going to be revelations, even like it was in Shlomo Melech's time, which is historically the highest time of revelations of Kedusha in the world, besides Matan Torah. I'm saying it's historical for a number of years, whatever. So what's the that's all Giluyim. What's the purpose of Mashiach? Dira betachteinim, latzmusi yizbarach. That comes, kadas kafya titarachra. Mikvisha kvar hoya leilamim me'ein zeh. Like a little bit, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, was b'shas matan teira, which was dafka beifem vayeded al Hashem al Arsinai, canal siv beid, like you said before, why did Hashem have to come down? Because Hashem wanted the gili all the way down to the lowest of the low. V'sham dafka. Where by Mar Sinai was a general Torah mitzvahs, ubehesim lekach, and therefore, it says in Elifum Tzayda Agra, according to the pain is the reward. So therefore, the pain of suffering of galus, the pain of suffering of galus, is this that brings down these galuyim. Like the Rebbe spoken last Mitzvah Shabbos, living Torah, about. Darizel used to sweat profusely when he learned. That's the Avoda taking the place of the hard back-breaking labor they had in Mitzrayim. It says, now it's Liba B'chemel B'veinim, it's called B'chemel, Liba Nilchus, so all that. Shegam Tachlis HaShlem is Binyin HaSchad, that the ultimate reward of Schad, Lasa Lave Tia L'mata Dafka, like we learned many times, according to the Rambam, ultimate schar is not in lamata davka. According to the Rambam, you can't have ultimate schar in the shamina guf. He says the Rambam holds that guf cannot have ultimate schar. Gashmis cannot have ultimate schar. The Ramban in Kabbalah and Chassidus hold that the ultimate schar is davka in gashmis, because gashmis reveals the equivalent to deeper level of elokus than ruchnias does. So therefore, the ultimate schar is dafka, like the Rebbe writes, dafka lamata. That's what the pasuk says after v'amdu raklav al harazesim. V'hoya bayemahu yeitzu mayim chayim Yerushalayim. That the, you know, this mayim chayim, this natural spring water, will come out of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim dafka. Uksiv, like it says, umayim mibeis Hashem yotza. A well went out from Beis Hashem v'hishkas and nachal ashitim, and it watered the Nachal Shita, which is the level of Shtus, which is the Mishkan, Shtus of evil to Shtus of Kedusha, Vad La'eif and the Kula Mashka, that it becomes an entire way of Mashka, means it's all completely watered, like the Torah Rabbi Nozak and Yadua. That means the Elokus will be revealed all over the place. So Kain Tielon Magoladi Dam Babis Mashiach Sid Kainu. In a way of Bnei Yisrael Yitzim B'Yod Rama. Like it says in this week's Pasha, next week's Pasha. Bnei Yisrael Yitzim B'Yod Rama. Bnei Yisrael, which means Mashiach, which is connected in Anechi Avaya Lekecha, which is the beginning of Matan Torah. So this is what the Rebbe is saying, that the whole Inyan, the Yishev is begun, and why do the Malachim come to listen to the Yidin, learn, they're up there, because the Mile is Dafka down here. Dafka down here accomplishes what needs to be accomplished.
What is the water talking about?
Mayim Chayim is Hashpav from Yerushalayim, Yerushalim, the ultimate level of completeness and fear and all that stuff.
Water like Malei Olam, like fields in, the Kedusha, all
that? Yeah, Kula Mashka. It's all in the waters, K'mayim L'yom Mechasim, that it covers everything.
Come on, say. Torah.
Yeah, that's the Gilui of Elokus, it's Torah. In a way that it comes all the way down. Okay, let's start the next Maimon that the Rebbe said Tu B'Shvat that year, also Basi Lagani on page Mem. One second. This. Okay, page mem in the book list. We'll start the next Batsi Lagani, which also Tavshin Lametes and Tu B'Shvat. Bossi gane chesi kalo, maybe balilula. But my machine eaten lumen be a lula shlend the day he gave it out for his own yard site. A pirish lagani lagnuni lamokum shayeke betchila. My garden, my dwelling place where I was before. You know, it's interesting. The Rebbe emphasized many times by Fabrengens that people think the world is a jungle and this and that. The Pasuk says, Basi Lagani, it's Hashem's garden. He said, this is Hashem's garden. You can imagine how luxurious it is in the garden. Instead, it's not a jungle. The Ika Shechinim B'tachteinim Hais, V'achakach in Mnei Sibas, because of various reasons called sins. Also, in the Stalka Shechinim Mimata L'mayla, the Shechinim left all the way up, and then Hinei Shiv Tzadikim, Shem Shichu, that they brought down. Back to Shechina. Yor de lemayl mil mayl de lemate went from higher to lower. Ache ba meishe rabbeinu kol ha-shvi'in chavivin ha-yidu mirakir adishin la-oritz, which was by Matan Teiro. Like it said, ve-yedet Hashem al har-Sinai. Right? This is what we all learned. La-ache zeh gam-hem shecha-inyin. And then to continue the gilui down here, to va-asir le-migdiv shishchanti b'seicham, that it should also come ba-asir. Okay, so meishe rabbeinu. What? No, it's not a footstool. It's his garden and his dwelling place. It's also a footstool, yes? No, it's not. Yeah, but not in that sense. In the country, it's the concept of standing, which is not like sitting that the feet don't come all the way down. Standing, the foot comes all the way down.
The Rebbe started the previous mimer with Shoshana
Zeganim. Shevis Beganim.
And this one, though, he goes back and starts it again from...
Because that Maimur said Yud Gimel Shvat Maimur of the Friedrich Rebbe, Yishev has begun.
So Friedrich Rebbe did not say Maimur on Tudu Shvat?
No. He didn't say Maimur, he wrote Maimur.
When did he give it out? Yud Gimel Shvat,
Purim, and Beis Nitzan. So it wasn't Tudu Shvat. And Friedrich Rebbe couldn't speak, so he basically wrote the Maimur. Okay. It's known the question of the Rebbe by Matan Teiro. To understand the great wondrous happenings at Matan Teiro, this whole one, it was all physical. Like he says, Har Sinai Oshin Kulei, Kailas Lapidim, Kol HaShefer, right? This is all Gashmiistic things that happen in Matan Teiro. The wondrous miracles, yeah? And Chassidus says, what does he say already? But that's, I don't know if the Rebbe is talking about that. Ashal pi pshut ishal mikra. Then in pshat of the pasuk, where were the kelis? Ba'ave Gashmi, in the physical air. Shenitfasim b'shmi agashmis, which is, you're able to grasp with physical. V'chein alapidim, the torches, the fires. Kshurim im esh, hanira b'enei gashmis leini basar. Right? All the inyanim of Matan Teiro were physically happening, you know, the wondrous, not normal revelations that were going on there. Like it says, not only that, the whole world, I was going to quote, the whole world was affected, not only Har Sinai, but he says, it affected the whole physical world, like it says in the Medrash. Tzipor leitzavach, the bird didn't chirp, the cow, the ox didn't, whatever, the moose, whatever it does. He says, ve'ilu anyanim, shayu ba'ilim esayinim, and these were things that went on in the spiritual world too. The physical world had happened, but obviously, why did it happen down here? Because in the spiritual world it was happening. Like it says, Vayeded Hashem, it says in the Medrash, that Vayeded Hashem sheyarded im merkava, v'chala parmal yishalei de'ibishter came down with all his merkava, with all the, you know, the chayis of the merkava, his whole entourage, all the malachim and everything else. Harizah b'kitzach hi nimratz, or b'miza d'remiza, with a hint of a hint. Afilu medrash chazal, he's not, he's finishing a point. Even Medrash Chazal, Hamedaber b'signa shall say the Satayra Medrash, which speaks of the secrets of Tayra, Nesef al Ha'omer b'negel l'maymid u'matzev. As in addition to the situation, that was a hachon, a shaydeze, gilu idvar Hashem. In other words, the Medrash B'chlal is Seydus HaTeira. Like the Medrash, the Alt Rebbe says in the Gersa Kedish that Ein Yaakov, he says at the end of the Gersa Kedish, Shalun Ein Yaakov, Shareiv Seydus HaTeira Gnuzimba. The most of the secrets of Teira are in the Medrashim, not so much in the Halach, the secrets of Teira and the stories of the Gemara, and Yaakov and Medrashim, the way they speak about the preparation for Matan Teira. He says, same thing as far as the Gila yourself. Explain in a second. That says, what did he say in Yonim Pshutim? There's a famous question Chassidus asks. Matan Teira. Yeah, you think the greatest revelation until coming of Mashiach. Yeah? The greatest revelation that ever happened. Everything was physical. Har Sinai, everything was physical. All the preparations for Har Sinai were physical. And when Moshe Rabbeinu finally said the Ten Commandments, the Big Ten, not one thing the Jews weren't commanded before. Not one thing of the ten they weren't commanded. I am God, your God, was one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach. Not to swear falsely. Honoring parents is logical. Keeping Shabbos, they're already commanded right after Kriyas Yamsuf and Mara. Not to idolatry, adultery, murder. This is all simple stuff. It's either Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach or things that they have to keep from logic.
Jealousy.
Huh? That's all logical stuff. Not to be jealous, not logical. He should have revealed the secrets of the Torah and Atzilus and Ak and Lifnei Atzimtzum. What was it? All physical stuff. And now he had simple stuff. Dvarim Pshutim, like he says. Vad Yinyonim Akshurim Im Eilam Azar Gashmi. Right? And like it says in the Gemara, when the Malachim, in the Sugi of Matan Torah, when the Malachim came and said, Tenohet Chal HaShemayim, the Malachim came to Hashem and said, why are you giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Give it to us. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ava em yesh lechem. You have a father and mother. Kine yesh b'neichem. Yeah? So all the physical things were all revealed, the Medrashim. And yet, ilu in yinaruchni, shebedover, ba'beremez achiketze bekamuz. And the whole spirituality of Matan Torah came very, very abridged, very short, and hinted to. Like he says, Kamei Adam is big Gemara. The Gemara says that a Nechi stands for a now Nafshi Ksavis Yahavis. I myself gave it and wrote it. And you have to explain Shakavana Beza. What's the Kavana? What the Gemara? The Gemara says like this: a Nechi is a Rosh Tevis, a now Nafshi Ksavis Yahavis, which simply means I myself wrote it and gave it. When Hashem is saying, by the way, you know who the author of the book is? Me. And I marketed it. I wrote it and I marketed it. Comes along the Alter Rebbe and has to interpret. I mean, that's pretty simple. I mean, who else wrote it? You know? But the Alter Rebbe comes along and says, no. What it means is, ano nafshi ksavis yavis doesn't mean I myself wrote it and gave it. It means I wrote myself and gave myself. You just translate the words a little bit different. Not ano nafshi, I myself wrote it. But I wrote myself and gave myself. That's all an Adam is. Anechi is telling us that the essence of Matan Teira is Hashem put his essence into the Teira. Where is that hinted to? In the word Anechi. And not only clear, the Gemara says means I myself wrote it and gave it. So you need to interpret in one word Anechi what the essence of Matan Teira is, and Hashem's essence came down in Har Sinai. So he says, why? L'cheira Matan Teira, the great build up to Matan Torah, comes the climax of Matan Torah. Hey guys, I'm God, you're God, don't steal, don't kill, don't. What is it? So he says, Okamavur, Baruch HaBachsidus VeKabbalah. Vim Kain, so the Rebbe says, you need to understand two things. Number one, Bishvil and Yonim Pshutim, for simple things, yeah, which that says the Dibisar. What's the big tumult that afilu binyanim gashmi, that even the gashmistic world went crazy? The birds didn't chirp all over the world. I mean, for that, you need the tumult. And beis, mahu abir. What's the explanation? Shekol geidol aflo v'chidish de matan teiro. Yeah, what's obviously, if Matan Torah's revelation was connected dafka to Gashmius, that means they're interconnected. That what's Matan Torah? Dafka, simple things of Gashmius. He says, Beis Mawa Biur, what's the explanation? Shall call Gedol Haflo Vachidish the Matan Torah. Tzorchlias Koshu Dafka Imitziva Lenyar Machi Pshutim Gashmium. And he says, V'chein im nisim v'neflois, even the wonders and miracles were basically physical miracles. Right? The mountain was burning and there was thunder and lightning and the kailas. And he says, okay, what's the soul in you? Matan Torah. So basically, the Alter Rebbe brings down that the deed of the Tachtein of Meshe Rabbeinu brought down was Matan Torah. So he said, we need to understand what's this Matan Torah bit. Matan Torah didn't happen in Yerushalayim.
How come that didn't happen? If everything was the most important part of the world is that point, how come this Matan Torah didn't happen there too?
Let me ask you a better question. Can you imagine, you want to reveal great something, where would you go? You go to southern Italy or southern, whatever, it's a gorgeous part of the world, right? Can you imagine Hashem coming down to the world with everybody to make it a beautiful thing, yeah? Where did he come? In a desert. Why? Why did he come in a desert?
No traffic.
It's the same question. Why didn't he come to Yerushalayim? No traffic.
Yerushalayim,
1 minute. There are 2 million people. You know how many donkeys there were?
Yeah,
there's a lot of traffic jam. Not cars, but donkeys. Because Hashem wanted Dafke in a desert, which is open for the public. It's free for all, a midbar free for all. Hashem said, I'm giving the Torah, number one, that it should be free for all. Number one, I want Torah to come down even into a level of midbar. Remember, we learned that Anila Daidi, there's a Sodan, then there's even lower, which is midbar, which is mamish, nothing growing, it shows ships at Tmeis and all that. Hashem wants that Torah should be open to the public. Anybody can get it. So that's why he didn't do it in a beautiful place. But
to dispel the notion that, you know, that Hashem didn't give it, should have given it in a public place that everybody should see it.
It was a public place. Everybody saw it. The whole world saw it.
I know the whole world saw it, but I know. Okay.
I mean, and if he gave it in
everything felt it.
Yeah.